Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
Did you know that when you self-sabotage, you're actually exhibiting a learned behavior? Now, what's the good news about that? Well, anything that's learned can be relearned. But first, let's look at the most popular ways that we all sabotage ourselves. Procrastination, negative self-talk, perfectionism, avoiding responsibility, criticism. Now, this is around ourselves, not necessarily others. And I'm going to say it's not just criticism. We will actually blow ourselves up over the most minor infraction. Procrastination, emotional unavailability, chronic lateness, irrational fears, lack of planning too much, paralysis by analysis, constantly comparing, having no boundaries, overindulgence, and the list goes on and on. Now, what I want you to realize is that self-sabotage just doesn't cause a problem with what you're experiencing. It sets up a pattern in your personality where you have to diminish yourself. In fact, that's the reason why you set up self-sabotage to start with. You were in an experience where you had to make yourself less than who you really are and more of what someone else needed you to be for them to be okay at your expense. And we're told that over 80% of who we are as an adult is learned by age 8. That means the seeds of this were planted early. So self-sabotage diminishes your capacity to think, to feel, and to trust or assert yourself. And then you experience what is known as shame. Now, there's a difference between shame and guilt. Guilt is actually good. Guilt says that you have violated a value. And so you need to do one of two things. You either need to get yourself back in congruency with that value, or maybe you need a different value. But shame, no. Shame says you're broken, you're flawed, and you cannot be fixed. So self-sabotage then magnifies into shame, where we take personal responsibility for what's happening. It's all of our fault, which, by the way, is one of the four P's of learned helplessness, is that we have to take it personally. And we lose compassion for ourselves. Now, I can hear some of you saying, well, Dawn, you know, nobody's putting the food in my mouth. Nobody is causing me to take that next drink. And nobody is creating the experience where I procrastinate. No, but they originally did, didn't they? And what you wound up doing is experiencing this overwhelm. And so you had to disconnect from your body. And then you disconnected from your emotions. And when you disconnected from your emotions, you limited your ability to be flexible and how to respond. You moved into reactions. Reactions are based on past pain. Responses are based on future impact. And when you sabotage, you're completely reactionary. And because you've cut yourself off from your actions, from your emotions, well, then your brain gets overstimulated, with repetitive thoughts because it's making up for the other two areas and it's going over things again and again and again without any different results, and you need some relief. And so the food, the drink, the procrastination, the irrational fears, that the self-talk where you just absolutely trash yourself, all of that brings you some relief. Okay. And then what happens if that goes longer than 91 days, 3 months, 13 weeks, because that's how long it takes to make changes in our identity? Well, then those experiences are now creating beliefs. And then you use those beliefs to create the world that you're in. A lot of people talk about, well, just change your thoughts, change your beliefs. Nope. It's not how your powerful mind works. You have to be able to do the experiences and the consistent actions first. So yesterday I talked about how you have your actions, and then you have your stories, and then you have your focus, and then you have your set point. Your set point is your belief. And all of that can be seen as that, I think it's a Fisher-Price tower that babies play with. It's got the white stand with the yellow cone, and you put the rings over it. And so you've got the ring at the bottom, which is your actions, and then the next one up is your emotions through your stories. And then the next one, which is even smaller, is going to be the thoughts that you use for your focus. And then the cap on all of that is going to be your belief, also known as your set point. That the red ball that goes on the top and holds everything in place. You cannot put that red ball on and then try to put on different actions, different stories, different focus with your thoughts. No, you have to put them in order. All right, so what are we doing? Well, the very first thing that we have to address is your triggers, because you've got things in your environment that are setting off the sabotage. They're not going to go away, at least not in the beginning. So we have to upgrade their meaning, because the aspect of you that experienced whatever it was that caused you to be held back in life, and then you sought out relief through these bad habits that feel like they're now breaking you. So that part of you, she's still in you. Typically at the age she was whenever she accepted that belief. And I had a client yesterday say, okay, we're going to go in and we're going to help her be relieved from the burden of carrying all this BS that never belonged to us to start with. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, the memories that I am not recalling, probably on purpose, I don't want to bring those back. And I said, you don't have to. She's like, I don't want to open Pandora's box. I said, you don't have to. Who you were, that identity, is actually separate from the memories from that time, from those experiences. Just because you bring back one doesn't mean that you bring back the other. So yeah, we can engage her. If you think about a younger you, whenever you accepted the shame and then the self-sabotage that it morphed into, if you think about that younger you, it could have been a kid, as I shared earlier. Teenager, even an adult, I had one woman that when we did hypnosis, two aspects of her personality came out, as far as one when she was 21 and one of the oldest freshmen in college and not fitting in. And the other one was 30 when she'd achieved a great deal of success very quickly and then was the youngest in the arena where she was working. And both of those were like, I don't fit in. And she wound up turning to food with both of those experiences. See, that aspect of your personality is incomplete. there was something that you should have been focusing on, feeling and taking actions, approaching at that point in time. But what you desired had to be delayed, put over to the side, so you could again make yourself less than or make yourself into something that you weren't really in order to have that acceptance. So that's what we're doing, is we're just bringing her out so you can begin to experience life through her and for her, using her strengths, talents, abilities, and gifts. There was something she was absolutely brilliant at that had to be shelved so the shame could be put on. Well, it's time we take off the shame and we put on your brilliance. So we want to then address those triggers, and we want to give them a more of a complete meaning. This is one of the reasons why I love hypnosis, is because we take what's going on in your environment, but now we give it a complete meaning. So that's the very first thing we need to do, is address those triggers, and that's on the action level. Then now we need to move up to the emotional level, and that is through your stories. You typically have three types of stories that you tell yourself. Now, how important are stories? The only way that something goes from short-term memory into long-term is because it has a story attached to it. The emotions that you consistently experience and the quality of your life is going to be based on those emotions. Those emotions all have stories attached to them. And so we have three types of stories. We have our poverty story, we have our need story, and we have our prosperity story. This is what I'm taking my clients through right now. So your poverty story is how you were wounded, what you experienced that actually held you back. Well, there was something you needed when that original story took place that you weren't getting. And so we want to discover what that need is. This is the reason why all my clients are tested, to discover which needs come in for them at the very top out of the six levels. So you have a need for certainty, freedom, worthiness, validation, growth, and leadership. Client I was working with yesterday, very, very high on worth. Okay, great. She now understands that she needs to be creating the experiences where she can get that need met. Because all needs come through either a superior strength or a never-ending weakness. And worthiness can show up in that never-ending weakness as far as you either have to martyr yourself for others or you have to save them. Well, we know what happened to the last savior. They nailed him to a cross. And if you save people, even though they asked you to, at some point they're going to get fed up with it and they're going to decide that you are the problem, not them, because they don't want to take personal responsibility. And because you were originally programmed and conditioned with the imprint that took place that said, oh, yes, I must take personal responsibility. Remember shame? I must take personal responsibility. Remember learned helplessness for everyone in my environment? That's how you were controlled and manipulated. Well, you will wind up taking on responsibility for their stuff, which then frees them up from having a problem, because even though you came in to save them or you came in to martyr yourself for them, well, it wasn't enough. You're not enough. You'll never be accepted. Give, 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 give even more. And at some point, you're just not going to have anything left to give and you're going to hit crisis point. Let's take care of that before we get to that point. Okay. So your story, you have to understand what it is that you need. And what you want to take responsibility on is utilizing your power to get that need met. But before you can ever get it met, you need to know what it is. Now, once you start getting that need met, you will pop up into a prosperity story. This is euphoria. Life is flowing the way that it's supposed to. It's also not going to last, because today's prosperity story becomes tomorrow's need story. I give you an example of this. I've told you, my mom is going to relocate back here to the Midwest. She's down in Florida. She decided that she's ready to come back to where all of her kids are. Excellent. Great. She's going to stay with me while she's looking for a house. I am so excited. I am so honored and thrilled that I'm going to be able to provide her a space and a place to be able to rest and rejuvenate and relax from all the crisis, chaos, and confusion she's been going through trying to get her home ready to sell. And so that was my prosperity story. And then I realized, oh yeah, you know, I need to get one of those toilets that's higher to where she doesn't have as far down to go to sit, because she is mobility challenged. See how it went from prosperity, yes, to, yeah, I recognize there's something else that I need in order for it to happen. What you want to be careful of is going from prosperity back down into poverty. How can that happen? Well, something on your journey is not going to work out the way you thought it was going to. And so whenever I have my clients write their stories, I also have them write out, when it doesn't work, what are you going to do to keep moving forward and to overcome it? I had a client reach out to me the other day that is rewriting her prosperity story and discovering what it is that she needs. And in the midst of all of it, she took a tumble down the steps. Nothing is broken, but man, she is bruised up. And she reached out to me and she's like, I didn't hurt myself on purpose, did I? No. Now, there are some people that will have a disorder where they will harm themselves. Those are not my clients. I know who to refer them to. But when you think about the reason why we sabotage, it's to get relief from what was going on that is absolutely out of our control. And yet we keep continuing trying to take responsibility for it, thinking that we're going to get a different outcome. Falling downstairs doesn't give you any relief. Now, if you would have said, oh, Dawn, I went to the buffet and I ate so much that I got sick. Well, the sick is a side effect. It's the eating too much that we need to deal with. And the reason maybe why you're eating too much is because, well, it's the only way that you can feel grounded, because you're constantly pushed around by people in your life. Or maybe you're eating too much because you actually need a way to enjoy some good things in life. It's one of the very few pleasures that you've allowed yourself because everything else was taken away from you. Sometimes we can eat too much because we need to pack on a layer of protection from what's happening. Keep in mind, none of this started with you today. We do need to point the finger and say someone else created all of this. We still have to take 100% responsibility for where we're at and how we want to move forward. And so when she's like, did I hurt myself on purpose? No, there was no relief in that. And that also kept her going back down into her poverty story, because when you're in your poverty story, it diminishes your capacity and your identity. Okay. And then the last step that we take is for you to become aware when those thoughts show up, when those emotions show up, when the beginnings of those actions that are not going to allow you to achieve what it is that you want, but they're the bad habits and the self-sabotage, when that shows up, does it belong to you? Nope. It was learned. So you can say, I'm not accepting that. That's not mine. And in fact, there's even a hypnosis script I use with some of my clients where they give those bad habits back to the experience or back to the person or group of people who helped create the problem to start with. Yeah. So when things show up, focus, feelings, and actions, are they congruent with the identity of impact that you want to experience 91 days from now? And if not, then you need to kick them to the curb because they do not belong to you. All right, so the idea is for you to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination, getting in touch with that younger you and finding out what she was brilliant at and allowing that to come back in your life in a way where it's going to lead to a celebration of your success. Until we get together again, enjoy that journey. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.